Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I am reading to you Galatians chapter 6, verses 14 through 16. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. Paul's glory was not in the family from whence he had come. Paul's glory was not in the training that he had received at the feet of Gamaliel. Paul's glory was in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. The cross is the tree upon which Jesus died. God sent Christ into the world to suffer the death of the cross. The cross was the glory of the Apostle Paul. Paul gloried in the cross because the world was crucified unto him and he unto the world. Paul had been severed from the things of the world by the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as Jesus had died upon the cross, so the Apostle Paul died unto the world. His interest was not in worldly things. He did not pursue worldly pleasure. He was not interested in worldly intellect or philosophy, but rather his glory was in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. The cross of Christ was a cross of humiliation, a cross of degradation, a cross where he died unto sin and for sin. The cross was Paul's glory. Paul wants the Galatian Christians, the churches of Galatia, to glory in the cross. And through the cross, he desires that the church be crucified unto the world and the world unto the church. There must be a separation between the world and the church. We must glory in the cross of Christ. We must embrace Christ, follow Christ, love Christ, honor the law of Christ, thereby glorifying Christ. Glory in the cross. The cross is glorious because upon the cross died a glorious Savior. Jesus Christ died on the cross so that he might save humanity from sin. The world was buried in sin. All humanity had sinned and transgressed the law of God. Sin is a terrible malady that curses humanity even today. Many choose to follow sin, live a life of sin, enjoy the pleasures of sin. Jesus Christ died on the cross because of sin. He came to save us from sin. A glorious Savior died on the cross. For humanity has never been saved from such an enemy. Humanity has never received such a remedy as the salvation that comes from the cross. Colossians 1, 2 through 4, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints. As Paul begins this epistle, this letter, to the church at Colossae, he addresses that letter to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ. He bestows upon them grace and peace from God the Father and, notice, Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross. Not an ordinary individual died on the cross that fateful day so long ago, but rather the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the Christ because he was anointed of God. He had been appointed unto this divine end. God will that Jesus die on the cross. He was the anointed Messiah, the appointed person. by God Himself to suffer death, and through that death, humanity could be made free from sin. Jesus Christ was the Lord who died on the cross. The cross is glorious because the Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross. At Colossians 1:15-16, speaking of Jesus Christ, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. Paul speaks of the glorious person who died upon the cross. The Lord Jesus Christ, Paul says, was the image of the invisible God. God cannot be seen, but human eye looked upon Jesus. They saw Him as God. They understood Him to be God. They confessed that He was God. He was the firstborn of every creature. This is the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. By Him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. There are a part of the creation of the world that cannot be seen by human eye. We seem to discover more and more all of the time. We make more powerful telescopes so that we can see beyond. We send satellites into outer space so that we can come to know more about the universe of which we are a part. There is that which human eye has never seen, the invisible, but also the visible. Look at the glory of the mountains, the rivers, and the lake, the stars that shine in the heavens at night, the sun that rises and sets, the moon that casts her light upon the earth in darkness. Ah, the visible creation of God is indeed marvelous and majestic and magnificent. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Creator, the one who died upon the cross. By Him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. Jesus Christ is the Creator of all things. This is the individual who died upon the cross. The glory of the cross, as seen by the Apostle Paul, was visible to his eye of faith, to his heart of belief, because of the one who died on that cross. All things were created by Him and for Him. The Creator of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ, died on the cross of Calvary. Hebrews 1:3, describing Jesus Christ, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power. Not only did Christ create, but He upholds. The universe continues. The precision of this magnificent creation is known by all. Jesus Christ is the upholder of that which He has created, and the brightness of the glory of God, the express image of the Heavenly Father. This is the person who died upon the cross. Acts 2:36, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. They had crucified the one whom God had made Lord and Christ. The Lord of the universe, He who desires to be the Lord of every human heart, died on Calvary. The Christ, the Anointed, the one approved of God by miracles, signs, and wonders, died on Calvary. Acts 10:36, He is Lord of all. Humanity should bow before Him. Humanity should allow Christ to sit upon the throne of their heart, govern their life and their thought. Jesus Christ should be our Lord. This is the person who died on the cross. Ephesians 1:20-23, which he wrought in Christ, God worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Christ is the fullness of Almighty God. When human eye looked upon Christ, they saw the character of God. When we come to know Christ, we come to know God. And God raised Jesus from the dead and set him at his own right hand. He who sits upon the throne is the one who died on the cross. He who has a name that is above every name, that is above all principality, power, might, dominion, is the one who died on the cross. He who has all things put under his feet, and he who has been made head over all things to the church, his body, is the one who died on the cross. Paul gloried in the cross because of the glorious Savior who died. Paul gloried in the cross, and so should we, because of the glorious redemption that was secured by the cross. Redemption is to purchase at a price. Humanity was under the service, the bondage of Satan, of sin. Jesus Christ came to set us free. We are redeemed through Christ. We are purchased from Satan by he who died upon the cross. Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Christ has forgiven our sins. Sin, which mars our reputation, scars our conscience, and will destroy our soul, has been redeemed by Christ. Sin is forgiven through the blood of Christ, which was shed upon the cross. Hebrews 1:3, when he had by himself purged our sins. Jesus Christ purged our sins. He removed our sins. Our transgressions have been taken away. When we find the glory of the cross, when we embrace the cross, when we obey the doctrine of the cross and come to faith and obedience in Jesus Christ, we have the forgiveness of sins. Blood was shed on the cross that faithful day by the Lord of heaven and earth, and by that blood, the power of that blood, purges us from sin. There are many individuals who do not know the full magnitude of sin. Sin has the power to destroy us. Sin will rob us of happiness. Sin will create discontent in the heart. Sin will cause us to be guilty of the acts of transgression that we commit. But the blood of Christ has redeemed us from sin. We are forgiven by the glorious redemption of the cross. Hebrews 10:10-14, by the which will, the covenant which Christ made, the agreement between man and God, which is contained in the pages of the New Testament, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. His body was offered. God made Christ the sin offering for the trespasses and the iniquity of the human family. And once for all we have been sanctified. No other sacrifice has to be made. No other one has to die. No other cross has to be erected. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. We are forever perfected. We are forever saved through our faithfulness and our obedience to the sacrifice which Jesus made upon the cross. Those priests entered into that holy place and offered the sacrifice of animals to take away sin, to provide atonement for the nation of Israel. Jesus Christ has entered into the most holy place through the cross and offers his blood as a constant sacrifice, a continual cleansing from the sin that we commit. And so Paul could say in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things can become new." Regardless of our past, we can be made a new creature in Jesus Christ. Regardless of the guilt that we may feel for transgressions committed, we can be made new in Jesus Christ. We can begin to live a new life with a new heart, cleansed of sin, renewed by the blood of the cross. If any man, all men, every man, all places, everywhere, be in Christ, he becomes a new creature because of the cross. The cross has the power to recreate the heart of humanity and bring one into holy fellowship with Almighty God. Paul saw the glorious of the cross because of a glorious release. The cross will release us. The cross releases us from the sin that we have committed, from the servitude in which we are enslaved. Sin is a slave master. Sin will dominate and control. Sin is presented as a master of our soul in John chapter 8 and Romans chapter 6. Jesus said that whosoever committeth sin becomes the servant of sin. We must be released from that servitude. We must be delivered from that bondage. And the cross is that means of deliverance and release. Colossians 1:13-21. "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled." They were alienated from God, as were we, and the enemies of God by wicked works. Wickedness alienates us from God. Wickedness makes us the enemy of God. But they had been reconciled unto God. The separating wall had been abolished. The mighty gulf that was created between the heart of man and the heart of God was bridged by the cross, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He has delivered us, notice, from the power of darkness. Darkness has power. Darkness can engulf. Darkness can enslave. Darkness can overwhelm. But we have been delivered from that power. The bondage of Satan has been broken. The chains of slavery have been destroyed by the cross. And when we are delivered from the power of darkness, we are translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." We were in darkness because of sin, but the cross has released us so that now we are the children of light and we can walk in the light. In light, we have direction. In light, we have purpose. In light, we have knowledge. We walk in the light because of the release of the cross. John 8:12, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Nevermore do we have to enter into the darkness. We can, if we so choose. We can leave the path of light and return to the walk of darkness. That is a choice that each person must make. But Christ has provided a power by which we can walk in the light rather than darkness if we follow Christ. Following Christ, we walk in the light because He has released us from the darkness of sin. Acts 26:18, Paul told one of his hearers that the purpose of his preaching was to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. This statement provides for us a powerful release. We can be turned from darkness to light. We can be delivered from the power of Satan unto the power of God. Every individual serves either Satan or God. We either bow before Satan or we give obedience unto God. We choose. Christ has provided for us light. God has provided, or Christ has provided for us, a relationship with God through the cross. The cross is glorious because of the glorious release of the cross. The cross is glorious because of the glorious hope that is provided by the cross. What good is life if there is no hope? There are some who cannot see the brightness of tomorrow because of the darkness of today. There are some who are so overwhelmed with burdens that they feel that life has become hopeless and meaningless. Jesus Christ provides a hope through the cross. Colossians 1:5, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. The gospel is a revelation of hope. The gospel is a message of hope. In the gospel we preach hope. Mankind can have hope. Individual hearts can have hope. Individual lives can be brightened and made happy and content through hope. There is a hope that is laid up in heaven. There is a land that is better than this land. There is a country that exceeds this country. There is a hope that has been born into the heart of every obedient soul because of the cross. Titus 3:7, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Our hope is the hope of eternal life. Rather than dying, we shall live. Jesus Christ promises everlasting life to all that will believe upon Him. The purpose of God's magnificent love expressed through the cross of Christ was that mankind might have hope in God, the hope of eternal life. Life that does not end, but rather life that goes on and on and on in the brightness of the land called heaven. Romans 5:2, rejoice in hope of the glory of God. In the face of tribulation, under heavy burdens, we can rejoice because there is a hope in the glory of God. God's magnificent glory will be expressed to His church in that great day when we are called home to that eternal land. 1 Peter 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus has been resurrected from the dead, and in that resurrection we have the hope of our own resurrection. As our body is laid in the bosom of the earth because of death, so we know even before we die that we shall live again because Jesus lives again. We know that we shall come forth from the grave and conquer death because Jesus has come forth from the grave and conquered death. There is hope in the gospel of Jesus Christ. When one looks upon the cross, when one bows his knee at the foot of the cross, hope is born in his human breast. The cross is glorious because of a glorious peace that is provided by the cross. Oh, how wonderful it is to be at peace with oneself. How glorious it is to know that one is at peace with God. Colossians 1, verse 20, "And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether there be things in earth or things in heaven, God in Christ by the cross has reconciled the whole of the universe unto him." Humanity and the universe have rebelled against God. They have embraced the doctrine of sin. They have paid heed to the teaching of Satan. They have been led astray by his allurements and his devices. But Jesus Christ in the cross has provided a glorious peace by reconciling all things unto himself. We have become the friends of God. We are at peace with God. We can lay our head upon our pillow at night and know that if we be taken from this life, we have security in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:14, "For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. That which separates us from God has been torn down." The wall of sin has been destroyed by Jesus Christ. We have peace with God. We are at one with God. No longer the enemies of God, but now the friends of God. No longer the servants of Satan, but now the servants of God. Romans 5, verse 1. "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." We are at peace with God. We no longer war against God. God no longer fights against us, but rather we are at peace because of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are at one with God. We have indeed become the children of God. We have an assured hope, and that brings peace and comfort and consolation to our lives, even as we live in this troubled world. We pass through the valley of depression, through the valley of tribulation, through the valley of burdens. But our heart is uplifted. Our heart is renewed. Our heart is enlightened. We are enthused and excited because we have peace with God. And through peace we have this glorious hope that is provided by the cross. We are justified by faith. We have been made right with God. As God is just, so we have become just. The injustice of sin has been taken from our heart, and peace has been restored unto our troubled life. Romans 15:13. "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." The God of hope has blessed us with hope, so that we might be filled with all joy and peace as we believe. And we abound in hope. Our cup overflows with this magnificent hope, this expectation that we have. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 16. "Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all." Jesus Christ is the Lord of peace. He came to bring peace to a troubled heart, to a disrumpled soul. Jesus Christ died on the cross, and that cross is glorious. Glorious peace, glorious hope, glorious release, glorious redemption, glorious Savior. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Let us come unto the cross, bow our knee before the cross, confess Jesus as Savior, and put Him on in baptism so that we can be a receiver of all of the blessings that flow from the throne of God because of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ, located on South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.